弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace, brothers, sisters.
我们感谢神，神把平安赐给我们。
We thank God that He has given us this peace.
这平安乃是在我主基督耶稣里的平安。
And God has given us peace in our Lord Jesus Christ.
今天虽然我们在一个充满恐怖主义的世界，
Even though today we live in the world that's full of terrorism.
但感谢神，我们里面的平安是真平安。
But thank God, this inner peace is the true peace.
这平安不是因为我们所在的这个国家能够保护我们。
We have this peace is not because this nation can protect us.
这平安也不是因着我们公司老板保证我们说不会将我们裁员。
And we have this peace is not because the boss in our company promised that we will not get fired.
这平安也不是神保证我们在家庭生活当中不会遭遇困难。
Also, it's not because God promised that we would not encounter hardship in our family life.
这平安也不是因为我们身体不会遭遇一些的疾病。
Or we would not get sick.
相反的，神反倒常常借着我们周遭一些艰难的环境，在我们身上来制作我们。
And on the contrary, God often uses all this hardship and then difficulties to work in us.
神要叫我们在这一切环境当中经历这个真平安。
And in all this environment, God allows us to experience this true peace.
来证实这个平安是世界不能夺去的。
To prove, to confirm this peace cannot be taken away by the world.
早晨愿意和弟兄姐妹来交通一个题目，就讲到刚刚这首诗歌所唱的宝贝放在瓦器里。
This morning, I would like to share one topic. It's the hymn we just sung. It's the treasure in earthen vessels.
这宝贝能够叫我们胜过一切的环境。
And these earthen vessels enable us to encounter, to overcome all the environment.
让我们一起来读两处的圣经。
Let's begin with two passages.
在新约圣经哥林多后书。
Second Corinthians.
第四章。哥林多后书第四章
Chapter 4,
对，我们先从第六节读到第九节
Starting from 6 to 9
哥林多后书第四章第六节，那吩咐光从里照出来的神已经照明我们心里，叫我们得知荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上，我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。我们四面受敌却不被困住，心里作难却不致失望，遭逼迫却不被丢弃，打倒了却不致死亡。
Second Corinthians chapter 4 from 6 to 9. For it is the God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God, not of us. We are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed.
我们要读同一章圣经的第十六节到第十八节。
Same chapter from verse 16 to 18.
哥林多后书第四章第十六节，所以我们不丧胆，体虽然毁坏，内心一天心思一天，我们这至战至亲的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
Therefore, we do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
我们一起低头有一点祷告。
Let's bow and have some word of prayer.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
主，你实在是爱我们。
You truly loved us.
你实在是在我们身上行了一件奇妙的大事。
You have performed such a great and a marvelous thing.
你将这样宝贝放在我们这些瓦器里。
You have put treasure in our vessel.
主，你明在我们身上显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
So the excellence of the power may be of God, not of us.
主，愿早晨我们一同来到你脚前。
This morning we may all come before your feet.
求你借圣灵再向我们说话。
Through your Holy Spirit, may you speak to us one more.
叫我们明白你在我们身上所要成就的大事。
So we may truly understand the great things you have accomplished in us.
主，好叫我们能够配合你的工作。
So we may cooperate with your work.
叫你的心意早日成就在我们这些蒙恩的儿女们身上。
So your will may be sooner accomplished in us who saved by grace.
叫颂赞荣耀越发归给那爱我们的父神。
May all the glory and riches be unto the Lord who loved us.
主，你带领我们以下的时间。
We place a following time in your hand.
祷告奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in Lord Jesus' precious name.
Amen. 在哥林多后书第四章里面，使徒保罗他提到两次不丧。
In 2 Corinthians, Apostle Paul mentioned twice, "Do not lose heart."
他说到这是神的怜悯，保守我们能够不丧胆。
So,He spoke of God's mercy that kept us so that we would not lose our heart.
在刚刚我们所读的圣经里头，保罗就用一个例子来告诉我们，我们不之所以在各样环境中不丧胆的原因。
So, from the verses we have just read, and Paul used one example to tell us the reason why we would not lose our heart in all the environment.
他说我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里。
And he said, we have this treasure in earthen vessels.
所以我们可以不上胆。
So that we would not lose our heart.
我们知道使徒保罗在他蒙召之后。
So we know, after, Paul was, received by grace, saved by grace.
他为着福音的缘故经历了许多的艰难。
And he endured many hardship for the sake of gospel.
然而借着这一切艰难的环境，叫使徒保罗越发经历到在他里头的宝贝。
And then through all this hardship and then persecution, Paul was able to more experience this inner treasure.
这里主的话我们说是神把宝贝在瓦器里。
And here it tells us it is God who placed the treasure in the vessel.
我相信我们没有一个人会将宝贝放在瓦器里的。
I believe no one would place the treasure in the vessels.
我们若是有宝贝，我们肯定把它好好的收藏在保险箱里头。
So if we have the treasure, we normally keep in a safe place.
或是放在一个很精致的一个很安全的一个器皿里头。
Or in a place in a very elegant and very safe vessel.
然而这里神告诉我们说，他却将他的宝贝放在瓦器里头。
But here God tells us He has placed the treasure in the earthen vessels.
这是神在我们这信的人身上所做的一件奇妙的大事。
This is a great and marvelous thing God has done in to us as believers.
这是神把一个极贵重的宝贝放在一个极卑贱的瓦器里。
It is God placed the most valuable treasure in a very lowly earthen vessel.
神为什么要这么做呢？
Why God did do this?
神乃是要从我们身上来显出他荣耀的大能。
It is that God wants to manifest His glorious power through us.
神要叫天使和世人看见在我们身上所显出的这个荣耀的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
God wants to show all the angels and then people of the world that all the excellence of the power is made of God, not of us.
那我们先来看看什么是这个瓦器。
Let's take a look at what is the vessels.
这瓦器乃是指着我们这所有这属土的人。
And the vessel here actually referred to all the men of dust.
这瓦器乃是说到我们这个天然的这个魂。
And then it refers to our natural soul.
所以我们看见在这里瓦器所说到的讲到一个器皿呢，乃是要被神来使用的。
And then here it mentioned that the vessel need to be used.
我们知道神起初造人的时候，他有一个心意。
And we know that God has this initial purpose. He created man.
虽然神是用尘土造的人，
even though God created man out of dust,
然而他却将他自己的生命气息吹入人的里头。
He blew his spirit in man's nostrils.
他使这个用尘土所造的人成为一个有灵的魂。
So that we may become the living soul.
他借着这个器皿来彰显神的丰盛和他的荣耀。
So that through this vessel, all the abundance and glory of God may be manifested.
可是很可惜的，我们看见始祖堕落了。
So sadly, our ancestors fell.
所以我们看见这原本有灵的活魂就成为一个堕落的魂。
So we see that the living soul became a corrupted soul.
因此所有从父母所生的都带着这样一个有罪性的一个 堕落的魂来到这个世上。
So all the men born of parents would came to this earth with this corrupted soul.
这里就给我们看见这个瓦器。
And here it shows us this vessel.
它是没有什么价值的。
Has no value.
它也是卑贱的。
Very base.
它并不能够彰显神的荣耀。
It cannot manifest glory of God.
我记得我听说有就哈，如果将我们这个人啦、啊，就是我们这个物质的这个身体，如果把它分解了以后，大概材料只够做几块肥皂。
So if you 分解，你 dissolve，
就
yeah， if you dissolve all the physical our physical body， and then actually the materials can only be used to make a few soaps。
所以弟兄姐妹，我们看见我们这个人啊，是何等的卑贱。
We see the man are so lowly.
是没有价值的。
Has no value.
然后我们看见因着那个堕落的魂啊，叫我们这个人啊自高自大。
So because of this corrupted soul, we become so proud.
前两天上有个姐妹啊，她有一个分享。
And a few days ago, there was a sister who shared.
虽然今天啊，人研究这个宇宙。
Even though today man researched the universe,
我们看见这个宇宙的浩瀚。
We see how marvelous how the universe is.
看见这个神所造的万何等的奇妙。
And then we see all God's creation is so amazing.
然而人并不敬畏神。
However, the man do not fear God.
人并没有把神当神来敬拜。来遵从。
And men do not honor God as God it should be.
然而最近当人这个所谓的人工智慧啊发明了一个叫做那个 AlphaGo.
Now lately man invented a robot called AlphaGo.
就是这个人工的围棋啊把那个世界排名好像第三还第四的那个韩国棋手给打败了。
And this robot actually defeat the Go expert.
结果你看见哇，那人呢、啊、就觉得了不起啊。
And then the man feel like nothing cannot be overcome.
这就是人那个堕落的魂。
And this is all due to the corrupted soul.
这就是这里所说到的那个瓦器。
And this actually is the vessel refers here.
然而感谢神
，God，
神却愿意将他所宝贝的那个最宝贝的东西呢，放在这样一个卑贱的瓦器里头。
God was willing to place the most precious treasure in this lowly vessels.
就是放在我们这些信他的人里面。
It is us who believed in him.
虽然我们里面神使我们的灵活过来了。
Even though God gave us a new gave us new spirit.
我们得到一个属灵的新生命。
So that we may receive this new spiritual life.
然而这个新生命呢却是在一个瓦器里头。
However, the spiritual life is actually hidden in the vessel.
所以接下来我们看那这个在这个瓦器里面的宝贝又是指着什么呢
?And then, let's take a look at what the treasure means here.
在这段圣经告诉我们说这个宝贝就是认识神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。
Here it mentioned that actually the treasure refers to the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
这句话我们觉得好像很口。
We feel like it's very twisted.
但简单的说，就是耶稣基督的启示。
Simply put, it's actually the revelation of Jesus Christ.
这是因着神的大怜悯，圣灵在我们里面开启了我们里面的眼睛。
Because of the mercy of the Holy Spirit, because of the mercy of God, the Holy Spirit reveal our inner eyes.
叫我们能够认识我们主耶稣基督。
So that we may truly understand the Lord Jesus Christ.
叫我们能够看见神荣耀的光已经照在耶稣基督的面上。
So we may see this light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
保罗说，这就是在瓦器里的那个宝贝。
And Paul, actually, mentioned that this is the treasure in earthen vessel.
我们知道，如果我们要将那个宝贝啊，那个这个荣耀、这个美丽的宝贝啊，要叫人看见的话呢，我们不会把它放在那个瓦器里的。
So in order for man to see this treasure, we would not place this treasure in a vessel.
我们应该把它放在一个透明的器皿里。
We normally would place this treasure in a transparent.
所以人就很容易看到了，是不是
？So it would be easy for see.
但是呢？神却把这样一个宝贝呢放在我们像我们这样的瓦器里头。
However, God has placed this treasure in our in the earthen vessels like.
在这里，神好像做了一件矛盾的事情。
So here, what God has done, it looks like it's very contrary.
因为把宝贝放在瓦器里，那人就看不见了。
So if you place the treasure in the earthen vessel, the man cannot see.
那神是不是做错了呢？
Did God make a mistake?
神是不是应当把这个宝贝放在透明的器皿里头呢？
So, is God supposed to place the treasure in a transparent vessel?
不，神并没有做错。
No, God did not make a mistake.
神乃是要借着这样的一个作为来显出他的大能。
And through this work, and then the excellence of the power may be manifested.
神这么做的目的乃是要叫我们看见神荣耀的光是如何显在耶稣基督的面上。
And then, the reason why God has done this is that we may see the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
但神说他把宝贝放弃里。
Since God has placed this treasure in the earthen vessels,
那如何能够叫这瓦器里的宝贝能够叫人看见呢？
So how this treasure in these earthen vessels can be seen by men?
这讲解你们都很聪明，你们想一想。
You are very intelligent. Just think about this.
怎么样叫人能够看见这个不透明的瓦器里面的那个宝贝？
How this treasure in the earthen vessels can be visible to men?
那怎么办？打碎它。
It's to break the vessel.
就是把这个瓦器打碎。
So you need to break the vessel.
这就是神在我们身上所要做的一件荣耀的工作。
This is the glorious work God is doing in us.
这件事情只有神能够做。
Only God can do this.
这件事情神也必要做成。
And God will surely accomplish this.
就是神要借着各样的环境。
Is that God would use all the environment?
借着我们周遭我们所接触的人事物。
And use all the men, all the people and the things around us.
包括我们刚刚邱刚弟兄所提到他公同事。
And including the co-workers and our brother Chiu Gang just mentioned.
神来使我们这个瓦器能够被破碎。
And then God would use all this to break us.
好叫在我们里面的宝贝能够被彰显出来。
So that our inner treasure may be expressed.
所以使徒保罗他在借着哥林多后书第四章这里，他就从他自己的经历给我们看见这个瓦器被破碎和宝贝被彰显的四个方面的属灵功课。
From this 2 Corinthians chapter 4, Paul showed us this lesson.The brokenness of the vessel and the manifestation of the treasure.
这早晨我盼望就从保罗个人的经历当中我们来看见这四个方面的属灵学习。
So, I hope that this morning we would like to take a look at this four aspects of Paul's learning, from these verses.
就是四面受敌却不被困住。
It is hard pressed on every side.Not crushed.
心里作难却失望。
We are perplexed, but not in despair.
遭逼迫却不被丢弃。
Persecuted, but not forsaken.
打倒了却不致死亡。
Struck down, but not destroyed.
我主要从使徒行传来和弟兄姐妹来看保罗他所经历的这些事情。
I would mainly refer to Acts to show.What Paul experienced.
在第一世纪的初期教会，我们知道常常是处在一个四面受敌的一个境况里。
So we know the church in the first century was hard pressed on every side.
虽然教会四面受敌，然而我们却看见神的福音却不被困住。
Even though the church in the first century was crushed, hard pressed on every side, but the gospel was not crushed.
我们知道，从教会一诞生的那个日子开始，教会就一直处在四面受敌的一个情况里头。
We know from the day church born, and then the church constantly living in a condition.That is a hard press on every side.
然后我们看见那些抵挡神的人，还有背后撒旦的势力，却不能来困住这个教会的成长。
We see all God's enemy could not put the church of God in bondage.
我们从使徒行传第十六章那里给我们看见保罗和希拉他们所经历的一件事情。
We see from Acts chapter 16.What Paul and Silas experienced.
在那时候呢，保罗和希拉呢，他们就到了腓立比来传福音。
And that time, Paul and Silas went to Philippi to share the gospel.
在那里呢，因着他们把 把一个鬼从一个使女身上赶出去了。
Because they cast out the evil spirit from a servant girl.
就这个使女啊，被鬼附了这个使女的主人们，他们就非常的生气。
So the master of the servant girl were very angry.
因为他们原本借着这个被鬼附的使女呢，他们在那里发财，在那里赚。
Because through the servant girl possessed with the spirit, with the evil spirit, they can make profit.
结果呢，这个使女身上的鬼呢，被保罗和希拉给赶出去了。
But actually, this evil spirit was cast out from the girl.
简单的说呢，就是保罗和希拉呢挡了人的财路。
And simply put, and then Paul and Silas cut off their way to make profit.
这件事情就不得了了。
And that became great thing.
哎呀，这些人啊，就气冲冲的就把那个保罗和希拉呢给抓起来，抓到官府那里去。
And they actually seized Paul and Silas and dragged them to the authorities.
然后呢，保罗和希拉就被当地的官长呢用棍打了许多棍。
And then Paul and Silas were beaten with rods.
所以我们可想而知，保罗和希拉身上满了伤痕。
We can imagine how many stripes they had on them.
一块紫，一块青的。
And many bruises.
不止如此，他们就把他们下监里头去。
And they also put Paul and Silas into prison.
用木狗扣锁住的脚。
And then they put them into the prison and fastened their feet in the stocks.
我们看见他们身上被锁链给捆住了。
They were bounded with chains.
弟兄姐妹，要是你我的话，当我们为了传福音碰到这样的情形，我们的反应会是如何呢？
What would you react if you encounter the same situation?
我们会不会在监狱里头带着伤痕在那里自哀自怜呢？
So will you have a pity on yourself with all the stripes on you?
然而我们看见保罗和希拉，他们却不是如此。
However, Paul and Silas were not like this.
他们约在半夜的时候。
At midnight.
虽然身上有锁链。
Even though they were in chains.
虽然伤痕还没有痊愈。
They were not healed.
虽然不知道明天将会是如何。
And even though they didn't know what happened tomorrow.
他们却在内监里半夜唱诗赞美神。
In the inner prison at midnight, they were praying in hymns to God.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见和希拉所处的环境。乃是四面受敌。
The environment they were in is actually were hard pressed on every side.
他没有出路了。
They did not have a way out.
然而他们却认识到，在他们里面有宝贝。
But they came to know there is an inner treasure in them.
因为神的荣光已经照在主耶稣基督的面上。
Because the light of the knowledge of the glory of God is actually shown in the face of Jesus.
因着在他里面的，在他们里面的这个宝贝。
Because of this treasure.
叫他们能够在四面受敌，不被困住，却不被困住。
So they can be hard pressed on every side, but they are not crushed.
他们能够在那里唱诗赞美神。
They were able to sing and praise God.
弟兄姐妹，保罗和希拉在监狱里头，在那里。办了一次的福音聚会。
Brothers and sisters, Paul and Silas had this gospel meeting in prison.
其实不是他们办的。
Actually, it was not
arranged
by them. Actually, God arranged.
在这个福音聚会里头。
In this gospel meeting.
有诗班。
There was a singing choir.
虽然只有两个人。
There were only two. Although there were only two people.
当他们在那里唱诗赞美神的时候。
As they were praying and singing hymns.
却显出了那个莫大的能力。
So the excellence of the power were manifested.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为跟他们一起关在监狱里的囚犯呢、啊，怎么样，都侧耳而听。
Because all the prisoners were listening to them.
原谅我这么说。
Forgive me for saying this.
我们在唱诗的上面啊，实在是需要多学习。
There are a lot of learnings for us in terms of singing the hymns.
因为每次来到当某的时候，我都坐在最前排。
Every time I came to Dumbo, I always sit in the first row.
所以我每一次哦，其实我都很注意听弟兄姐妹坐在我后面啊唱诗，因为唱诗就往前唱。
So every time I pay close attention to the brothers and sisters who sing the hymns behind me.
所以你们唱的如何啊？我都侧耳而听的。
So I was listening carefully to how you sing.
所以在这里鼓励弟兄姐妹，我们要学诗。
So I encourage brothers and sisters, you need to learn how to sing hymns.
用心来唱。
You sing hymns with your
用我们的 啊来唱
，with your soul，
用我们的全人来唱
，with your whole being，
所以你们要从里面唱到外面
，and from inside out，
我们要像保罗和希拉一样
，just like Paul and Silas。
当他们在那里唱诗赞美神的时候
，as they were singing and praising the God，
这里面众囚犯都侧耳
，all the prisoners were listening。
这里面如果我们是这样唱诗赞美神
，if we sing hymns like this。
在福音聚会当中
，In gospel meeting，
那福音朋友还没有听信息啊，他们都已经准备要信主了。
Before the gospel message， and then all the gospel friends probably would believe in the Lord。
这里告诉我们，只有保罗和希拉两个人在诗班里。
And then here we see that only Paul and Silas, two people in the choir.
可是当他们带着伤痕和锁链在那里唱诗赞美神的时候，众囚犯都侧耳而听。
As they were praying and singing hymns to God with chains and all the stripes, the prisoners were listening to them.
所以前面我们看见，这就是在保罗和希拉里面那个宝贝的大能显在保罗希拉的身上。
We see actually the excellence of the power.
他们虽然是受敌，
even though they were hard pressed on every side,
他们却没有被困住。
They were not crushed.
他们能够来经历这个宝贝的能力。
They were able to experience the great power of this treasure.
所以他们能够在那里来唱诗赞美
，so they were able to pray and sing hymns to God。
保罗在哥林多后啊、在提摩太后书第二章，他也这么说。
And then in 2 Timothy chapter 2, Paul said，
他说：“我为这福音受苦难，甚至被捆绑，像犯人一样。然而神的道却不被捆绑。
”For this gospel, I suffered trouble as the evildoer, even to the point of chains. But the word of God is not chained.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们或许也正处在一个四面受敌的环境里。
Perhaps we also live in a condition that we were hard pressed on every side.
我们觉得好像没有出路了。
We feel like there's no way out.
那我们是在那里自哀自怜呢
？Do we just stay remain in this situation and have ourselves?
还是我们在这样的环境里，能够因着我们里面的宝，我们能够唱诗赞美神
？Or because of this treasure in our earthen vessels, we may sing and pray God.
弟兄姐妹，环境不能把我们打倒。
The environment, the situation cannot strike us down.
相反的，神乃是要借着我们所遭遇的环境来破碎这个瓦器。
On the contrary, God would break this vessel through this environment.
好像我们里面的宝贝能够显出那莫大的能力。
So that the excellence of the power in the treasure may be manifested.
当这个能力从保罗和希拉身上显出来的时候
，When this excellence of the power was manifested through Paul and Silas,
我们看见那个在当时那个监牢啊，那个地啊就大震动。
We see there was a great earthquake.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见这宝贝的能力是何等的大。
We see the great power of this treasure.
这个震动就连监牢的地基都被摇动了。
And then this earthquake caused the foundation of the prison were shaken.
然后这锁链呢就都松开了。
And then all the chains were loosened.
这时候呢，那看守监狱的狱卒呢也惊醒了。
And then the keeper of prison awakened.
当这个惊醒啊，他第一个反应呢
？And the first response of the keepers of the prison，
他就要拔刀自杀
，is to draw the sword and kill himself。
为什么呢
？Why？
因为他想完蛋了。
He said, "That's over. It's over."
这个监狱的囚犯肯定通通跑光了。
And all the prisoners would escape.
在当时罗马的这个法律是非常严格的。
And the law of Roman law was very strict.
如果这个狱卒所看守的囚犯都跑光了。他知道他的前途只有一个，就是要被处死。
So, if the prisoners in the prison were all run away, the keepers of the prison would be executed.
可当他要拔刀自杀的时候
，when he was about to draw the sword and kill himself,
保罗就制止了他。
And Paul stopped him.
保罗告诉他说：“我们都在这里。”
And he said, "We all here."
什么意思呢
？What this means?
不仅保罗、希拉。他们没有逃跑。
Not only Paul and Silas did not run away.
就连所有的囚犯没有一个逃跑的。
None of the prisoners.
弟兄姐妹，如果你是囚犯的话
，If you are prisoners,
若你是因着杀，你是杀了人被关在那个内监里的那个重刑犯的话
，If if you committed a murder and then be put in a prison,
哇，突然间你的锁链松开了
，And all of a sudden the chain were
突然间监狱的门都打开了
，And then all of a sudden the door were opened.
弟兄姐妹，你跑不跑？
Will you run?
我想肯定是有几个人要跑的。
And I'm sure there are quite a few run.
但是保罗安慰狱卒说：“我们都在这里。”
But Paul comforted the keeper of the prison.
你们为什么
？Why?
为什么没有一个囚犯逃跑
？Why none of the prisoners run away?
我不知道你们有没有想过这个问题。
Have you considered this?
他们有逃跑的机会。
They had this opportunity to escape.
他们却没有逃跑。
But they did not.
为什么
？Why?
那是因着保罗和希拉里面的宝贝显出来。
It's all because of this excellence of the power in Paul and Silas was manifested.
他们本来因着所犯的罪恶被关在监狱里头。
Because they were prisoned, because of their sins.
而在那个晚上，当保罗、希拉唱诗赞美神的时候
，But at that night when Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God,
他们认识到了他们灵魂需要得着释放。
They came to know, they came to realize that their soul need to be relieved.
他们也发现，在保罗和希拉里面。有一个宝贝。
And they also discovered there's a treasure in Paul and Silas.
他们也想得到这个宝贝。
They also want to gain this treasure.
所以没有一个囚犯逃跑。
So none of the prisoners ran away.
弟兄姐妹，我们感谢赞美神。
We thank and praise God.
这个宝贝在从保罗和希拉身上显出一个莫大的能力。
The excellence, great power of this treasure was manifested through Paul and Silas.
就在那个时候呢，这个狱卒呢就代表了。我想啊，狱卒就代表了那个全监狱的囚犯，就问了保罗希拉一个问题。
And then I think the keeper of the prison asked Paul and Silas a question on all the prisoners.
他说：“二位先生，我当做什么才能得救
And ？”He asked, "What must I do to be saved?"
保罗和希拉就告诉他：“当信主耶稣，你和你的一家。”就必得救。
And Paul and Silas told him, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, and you and your household."
弟兄姐妹，这是不是一场在监狱里的福音聚会
？Is it a gospel meeting in prison? Prison?
我们看见，我们可以这么说，腓立比的教会就是在这个福音聚会里头诞生出来。
That's how the Church of Philippi was born in such a
至少给我们看见这个狱卒和他的一家，他们就相信接受了主耶稣。
At least we see the keepers of the prison and his household believed and accept the Lord Jesus.
而且他们立时就受浸归主了。
And then they as soon as they believed the Lord, they were baptized.
圣经告诉我们，他们都很喜乐。
And they full of joy.
兄姐妹，他们就在那里开始了腓立比的教会。
And then they started in the Church of Philippi.
所以我们感谢赞美我们的。宝贝在瓦器里。
We praise the Lord. This treasure is in the earthen vessel.
叫我们虽然四面受敌，却不被困住。
Even though we are hard pressed on every side, but we are not crushed.
那第二方面，心里作难，却不致失望。
Secondly, it's we are perplexed, but not in despair.
这是保罗在哥林多后书十二章那边他所说到他个人的一次经历。
And then in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, Paul also spoke of his personal experience.
保罗开始说他认识一个在基督里的人。
And Paul, earlier Paul, in chapter 12, Paul mentioned that he knew a man in Christ.
他说这个人啊，前14年呢，被提到第三层天上去。
And then who 14 years ago, and he was caught up to the third heaven.
我们相信这个人。不是别人，就是保罗自己。
We believe this person is nobody else but Paul himself.
因他所得的启示甚大。
Because the great abundance of the revelation.
所以呢，他知道神就不愿意自高自大。
And God will not let him to puff up.
所以有一根刺呢，就加在他身上。
So a thorn in the flesh was given to Paul.
这根刺呢？保罗告诉我们说是撒旦的差役要攻击他的。
And Paul mentioned it's a messenger of Satan to buffer Paul.
但这个刺呢，我们实在不晓得是是什么。
We truly don't know what the thorn is.
那有人说呢，是魔鬼的搅扰。
Some people say it perhaps is the disturbance of the Satan.
又有人说呢，这个保罗身上的刺呢，可能是某一个人呢，老是与保罗作对。
Or maybe some people constantly against Paul.
也有人说呢，可能是保罗呢，他有这个偏头痛的问题。
Or some people say perhaps it's Paul's migraine.
因为这偏头痛啊，痛的时候呢，就像一根刺一样啊。
So when you really suffer from the migraine, you feel like there's a thorn in your head.
那也有认为呢，可能保罗得了疟疾。
Or some people say Paul had a malaria.
有人说呢，可能是保罗心的这个疾病。
Or Paul had an eye illness.
因为在加拉太书给我们看见保罗眼睛的确是有病。
From Galatians we see that Paul's vision was not very well, very good.
我们虽然无法知道到底具体这个保罗这个身上的刺呢是什么。
Even though we could not identify what the thorn is.
但我们知道这个保罗身上这根刺呢，叫他非常的难受。非常的受苦。
But we truly know Paul greatly suffered because of this thorn.
所以保罗为了这根刺呢，他就三次的求告主。
So for this thorn, Paul prayed to God three times.
他祷告。
He prayed.
他再祷告。
And then prayed one more
time. 他一直祷告。
And he kept praying.
求主能够将他身上这个刺给除去。
And he asked God to remove this thorn from him.
主有没有听保罗的祷告？
Did God listen to Paul's prayer?
没有。
No.
这可能就叫保罗心里作难了。
So that's why Paul had such a difficulty heart.
那保罗如果没有心里作难了，至少我心里作难了。
So that's why Paul perplexed. Even though Paul were not perplexed, we are perplexed.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为我们想哈，我们有难处呢，我们也祷告，是不是？
So just think, if we encountered hardship, we will go to the Lord and pray.
那主不听我们，我不知道弟兄们有没有经历过，有时候我们祷告呢，主不一定应允我们的祷告。
Perhaps you may experience that sometimes we even go to the Lord and pray, but God did not answer our prayer.
这个我们能够理解。
And we can understand that.
因为我们想啊，哎呀，我们不是那么属灵。
Because we feel like we are not so spiritual.
我们又不是那么爱主。
And we are not those who truly love the Lord.
我们又常常软弱。
And we often weak.
哎呀，我们又。很多时候成天忙自己的事。
And we are also busy with our own matters.
我们基本上呢，常常遇见有困难的时候呢，遇见有需要的时候呢，我们才来求告主。
Often time we only come to the Lord in difficulties.
所以像我们这样软弱的基督徒啊，主不听我们祷告呢，这个我们可以理解。
For us like such a weak Christian, if God did not our prayer, that can be understood.
可是保罗，他这么爱主。
But Paul, who loved the Lord so much,
他又这么属灵。
And very spiritual.
他就是为了福音啊，为了主的事情啊，把自己的命都摆上去了。
He was willing to lay his life for the matter of God.
那我们想，那主应当应允保罗的祷告才是吧
？We feel like God should answer God's prayers, answer Paul's prayers.
对主来说，把保罗身上的刺除去，不是一件难事。
For God, it's not a difficult thing to remove the thorn from Paul.
为什么主不应允保罗祷告呢
？Why God did not answer Paul's prayer？
呀，所以对我们来说哈，我们心里面就作难了。
Then we are perplexed。
但弟兄姐妹，当我们祷告没有蒙神垂听、没有蒙神应允的时候，我们不要灰心失望。
Do not be in despair and lose heart when our prayer is not answered by。
对于我们信主的人而言
，For us believers，
我们每一个祷告。神他都会回答的。
Every prayer will be answered by God.
姐妹，你相不相信
？Do you believe?
主都有回答。
And God will surely answer your prayer.
但是主的回答呢，有三个不同的情形。
But God would answer your prayer in three different conditions.
第一，神答应了。
And first, it's God answered your prayer.
哎呀，我们说主啊，求你赐给我一个工作。
We ask the Lord to give us a job.
神说好，就赐给一个工作。
God said, "Yes, I will surely give you a job."
那我们就感谢赞美主。
And we praise and thank God.
这个常常是我们最希望的。
This is the things that we hope the most.
另外呢，神怎么回答我们的祷告呢
？And on the other hand, sometimes God answers our prayer this way.
神说不。
And God said no.
我现在还不给你工作。
I will not give you a job at the moment.
虽然我们不是很喜欢。
Even though we do not like this answer,
但如果我们能够知道说这是主的意思
，if we know that this is the will of God,
那我们就学习顺服的功课。
Then we may start to learn the lesson of obedience.
是主对我们祷告的回答。
This is also the answer to our prayer.
然而主回答我们祷告还有第三个情形。
And the third the condition God answer our prayer.
就是主叫我们等候。
It's God want us to wait.
等候。
Wait.
所以。主就叫保罗哈，在这根刺的祷告上面呢，主叫他等候。
So, in this matter of thorn, God wants to, Paul to learn the lesson of waiting.
如果主没有对我们祷告，主没有答应 yes or no 的时候，
when God do not say yes or no,
那我们应当怎么办呢？
And what would we do?
就是主要我们来等候。
And actually, God wants us to wait.
那我们等候时，我们该做什么呢？
And while we're waiting, what we should do?
我们就是要像保罗一样，
just like Paul.
三次祷告。
Pray many times, three times.
多次祷告。
Many times.
不住的祷告。
And then pray without ceasing.
这是主在我们身上来制作我们一个最好机会。
This is the great opportunity God would work in us.
主若没有答应我。
If God did not answer us,
如果主没有拒绝我们,
well, God would not, did not reject us,
主乃是要把一个更好的福分要赏给我们。
And then actually God wants to give us an even better blessing to us.
就是叫我们在等候过程当中,
while we're waiting,
我们来亲近主。
We can be drawn near to God.
我们来追求认识他。
We can pursue to know more of the Lord.
我们来把我们完全的依靠
So we can cast out our burdens to the Lord.
我们来一直仰望他。
So we look upon the Lord.
到了时候,
to a point, when the time comes,
主就要对我们说话。
And God would speak to us.
所以你们这是我们在祷告上面的一个基本的学习。
This is fundamental learning in the matter of prayer.
所以当保罗三次求主把这个刺挪开。
When Paul asked Lord to remove this thorn from him three times,
神并没有答应他,
God did not answer his prayer.
然而到了时候,
and then when the time fulfilled,
保罗就听见他说,
and Paul hear the Lord told him,
我的恩典是够你用的,
My grace is sufficient for you.
我的能力是在人的软弱上显得更加的完全。
For my strength is made perfect in weakness.
同学们, 主把更好的福分赐给了保罗。
And brothers and sisters, God has given even better blessing.
主让保罗认识到在他里面的宝贝就是他够用的恩典。
And then Lord caused Paul to come to understand that the treasure in Paul is actually the sufficient grace.
无论保罗所遭遇的 环境是何等的艰难。
No matter how difficult the environment Paul was in.
无论保罗所遭遇的危险是何等的大。
And then, no matter how great a danger Paul encountered,
主的恩典总是够他用。
God's grace is sufficient for Paul.
所以我们看见，当保罗明白了这个够用的恩典，
when Paul came to truly understand the sufficient grace,
这够用的恩典就保守了保罗打那美好的仗。
And this sufficient grace sustained Paul to fight good fight,
跑进那当跑的路，
to finish the race,
他能够守住。 所当他所信的道，
to keep the faith.
他知道直到那公义的冠冕为他存留。
He knew that there is a laid up for the there's a laid up for me a crown of righteousness for Paul, a crown of righteousness.
弟兄姐妹，所以我们看见，虽然保罗身上有一根刺，
even though we see there was a thorn in Paul,
这个刺是在他身上一个极大的难处。
There's a this thorn became great suffering for Paul.
虽然主没有将难处挪去，
even though Lord did not remove this thorn,
然而主却用更大的恩典来扶持保罗。
But the Lord sustained and keep Paul with even greater grace.
叫他虽然经历各样的难处之的过程中，
And then in all this different situation,
他心里虽然作难，
even though Paul was perplexed,
但是他却不致失，
but he was not in despair.
因为他知道他的恩典， 主的恩典是够他用的。
And Paul, because of Paul, that grace of God is sufficient for Paul.
我们来看第三方面。
Let's take a look at the third aspect.
遭逼迫却不被丢弃。
Persecuted but not forsaken.
我们知道保罗他所遭遇的逼迫实在是比众人都多。
We know that all the persecution Paul has received and endured is far more than all of
us. 无论是犹太人或是外邦人，
no matter it's from Jews or Gentiles,
保罗从这一层到那一层， 到处受逼迫。
And then Paul was persecuted from this city to another city.
特别是犹太人，
especially the Jews.
他们就跟着保罗， 无论他往哪里去， 他们就跟着他到那个地方去来逼迫他。
The Jews followed Paul wherever Paul went and then tried to persecute Paul.
尽管如此，保罗仍然心系着他同胞犹太人的救恩。
Paul's heart still fixed on his brother Jews.
保罗在罗马书第九章，他这么说：“他说我为弟兄，我骨肉之亲，自己被咒诅与基督分离，也愿意。
”Paul in Roman chapter 9 said.For I could wish that I myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren, my countrymen according to the flesh.
所以我们看见，从字里行间看见保罗对犹太人的爱是何等的深切。
And from these words, we can see how much Paul loved his countrymen, Jews.
他一直盼望能够在他同胞犹太人中间来传扬耶稣基督的救恩。
He always desired to share the salvation, the gospel, with Jews.
虽然从使徒行传第十八章那里开始，我们看见神啊，保罗就在圣灵的引导之下，他往西边去传扬神的福音。
And from Acts chapter 18, we see under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, Paul kept preaching the gospel among Gentiles on the west side of the world.
但他的心却一直系。系挂着在耶路撒冷的犹太人。
So it was always fixed on the Jews in Jerusalem.
所以我们看见他到当的过程当中传福音之后，他就迫切的要赶回耶路撒冷去。
After he shared the gospel in all among the Gentiles, he really desired to return to Jerusalem.
后来他果真就回到了耶路撒冷。
And he did return to Jerusalem.
他有机会在他同胞犹太人中间来传扬。耶稣基督的救恩。
He had the opportunity to share the salvation of the Lord, among Jews.
我们可想而知，保罗当时的心是何等的迫切。
We can see, Paul's heart was very zealous.
他何等盼望他的骨肉之亲都能够因着听了福音能够蒙恩得救。
And how much he desired that all of his Jew brothers would be saved after they hear the gospel.
那是不是当他向犹太人、向他的骨肉之亲传了耶稣基督的福音之后，他们都信了呢？
So did all the Jews believe in the Lord after they hear the gospel?
没有。
No.
相反的。
On the contrary,
他们反而是那个怒气前因
，and they became greatly angry,
好像疯了一样说除掉他，除掉他。
And then they would say that away with such a fellow from the earth.
结果我们看见保罗又被抓起来。
And then and Paul ended up to be caught one more time.
这次抓起来是非常危险的。
And this time.Paul was in a very dangerous situation.
因为当时那一些犹太人就成了好像暴民一般，他们巴不得当场就把保罗给处死。
And because at that time the Jews become so violent, they could not wait to get rid of Paul.
然后我们看见神借着罗马兵丁的手保守了保罗。
We see actually through the hands of Roman soldiers, God protected Paul.
把他从犹太人中间给拯救出来。
And God saved.From the hands of the Romans.
尽管如此，那犹太人记恨他的心，要除掉他的心，一点都不减少。
And the hatred of a Jews did not decrease.
他们中间有40个人就发咒起誓说，若不杀我就不吃不喝。
And then they were more than 40 who had formed this conspiracy.
弟兄姐妹，若是你我在那样的情况之下。
And then, if you and me in such a situation,
你会不会丧胆呢
？Will you lose your heart？
你会不会觉得说好像被神丢弃了呢
？Do you feel like you are forsaken by God？
我想我们很可能会有那样的一个感觉。
Most likely, we'll have this feeling.
我们觉得说主好像不理我们了。
We feel like a God forsaken us.
主好像不救我们了。
God will not save us.
就连这样一个属灵愿意为主殉道的保罗，我相信他心里面也有一点受了动摇。
So, perhaps for such a spiritual man like Paul may have this doubt.
然而圣经告诉我们。
However, Bible told us.
当夜主就站在保罗的旁边。
The following night, the Lord stood by Paul.
对他说：“放心吧，你整耶路撒冷为我做见证，你也必在罗马。”为我做见证。
And said, "Be of good cheer, Paul. For as you have testified for me in Rome, so you must also bear witness at Rome."
感谢主，主虽然允许患难临到我们。
We thank Lord, even though God allow all the difficulties come upon us.
就是今天同样的，主也允许一些的患难临到你我的身上。
And then likewise, today God also allow some difficulties come upon us.
然而他却永远不离弃我们。
But God will never forsake us.
因为他曾经应允我们说。
Because He promised.
我总不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
I will never leave you nor forsake you.
这在希伯来书第十三章第五节所说的。
It's in Hebrew chapter 13 verse 5.
反而主允许临到我们这一次一次的难处。
On the contrary, God allow all this difficulties coming upon us.
主借着一次一次临到我们的逼迫。
And through all the persecutions come upon us.
可能是我们的老板，是我们的同事。
Perhaps it's the persecution from our coworkers.
可能是我们的配偶。
Our spouse.
有时候我们觉得我们的儿女好像也在逼迫我们。
Or we sometimes we feel like our children also persecuting us.
当我们看见神允许这一切的逼迫临到我们。
When we see God allow all this environment and persecutions that come upon us.
他乃是要叫我们能够认识到我们里面的宝贝。
And then actually God wants us to truly know this treasure.
叫我们能够真实的经历主宝贵的同在。
So that we may truly experience God's presence.
他应许我们。他向我们保证他不丢弃我们。
He promised he would never leave us.
弟兄姐妹，虽然我不知道，或许你现在正处在一个非常艰难的一个环境里。
I'm not sure. Perhaps now you are in a very difficult situation.
然而你要知道，在你的里面有宝贝。
However, you need to come to know that there is a treasure in you.
主与你同在。
God is with you.
无论你所遭遇的环境是何等的艰难。
No matter how difficult the environment you encounter.
无论你的逼迫是何等的何等的大。
No matter the, how great the persons you have received.
因为我们都能够听见主对我们说。
We can all hear what the Lord said to us.
你放心。
Do not lose heart.
因为我们都能够经历到主的同在。
And we can all experience God's presence.
就像有一首诗歌所说的。
Just like one hymn.
每一次的打击都是真利益。
Each blow I suffer is true gain to me.
同姐妹，当我们若真明白主在做什么的话，
If we truly understand what Lord is doing to us,
我们实在是为着每一次的打击，
For each blow,
为着所临到我们的每一个逼迫，
And for each persecutions that come upon us,
我们应当向神献上感谢和赞美。
We need to give our thanksgiving and then praise to God.
你这一次一次的打击，
through all the suffering,
这一个一个的逼迫，
and then all the blows,
乃是要破碎我们这个瓦器，
is to break the vessels,
好叫我们里面的宝贝能够显出来，
so treasure may be show forth,
叫人能够看见大的能力是出于神，不于我们。
So the excellence of the power may be of God, not of us.
最后一点讲到打倒了却不致死亡。
Lastly, it's a struck down but not destroyed.
在保罗传道的初期，有一次他在路斯德那里呢行了一个神迹。
In Paul's earlier ministry, in a place called the Lystra, he performed a miracle.
就是他叫一个生来瘸腿的人呢能够站起来行走。
And he healed the cripple, so the cripple can stand up and walk.
哎呀，这实在是一个了不起的神迹。
This is such an amazing miracle.
可是呢，我们看见马上呢，就有一些犹太人呢，就从那个安提亚和以哥念呢，来到路斯德。
And then soon we see actually the people from Antioch and then Iconium came to Lystra.
这些反对保罗的犹太人呢，就耸动众人，他们就用石头。来打保罗。
The Jews who oppose Paul and have persuaded about Jude and stone Paul.
然后他们就把保罗打死了。
And then he actually stoned Paul to death.
所以圣经告诉我们说，他们以为保罗是死了。
Even the Bible told us they were supposing Paul to be dead.
我们相信保罗很可能差不多被打死了，应该就是被打死了。
So we believe that Paul was actually in the point of death.
他们就把他拖到城外去了。
And then they dragged Paul out of the city.
所以我们可想而知，那保罗身上是满了伤痕。
We can imagine how many stripes Paul had received, how many bruises.
然后我们看见那个门徒们呢，就围着保罗的这个尸体。
we see from here that we see the disciples gathered around Paul.
我们不晓得他们在那里围着保罗的时候，他们在做什么。
We did not, we could not tell that what they were doing around Paul.
很可能在那里为着保罗惋惜。
Most likely they were they feel sorry for Paul.
为着保罗忧伤。
And they were full of sorrows.
他们在怀念保罗。
They mourn for Paul.
当他们众人众门徒在围绕着保罗的时候
，As the disciples were gathering around Paul,
圣经告诉我们，保罗就起来了。
And the Bible told us Paul rose up.
他走进城里头去了。
And went into the city.
我们看见保罗虽然被打倒了
，Even though Paul struck down，
但他却不致死亡。
But he was not destroyed。
在他里面有那宝贝。
Because there was a treasure in Paul。
就好像就好像那个打拳击一样。
Just like boxing。
打拳击一样，你看那个有的人啊被打倒了。
You see some people were struck down, knocked down。
那裁判就要数一二三，数到十。
And then the judge。裁判是 judge would count from a 10 to 1.
可是还没有算到那个十呢，哎，这个人又站起来了。
And then, when judge barely reached one, and then the person who was struck down rose up.
这英文呢就这么说 ，knock down, not knock out.
So the English translation would be like this: knock down, but not knock.
就像这里所说的，打倒了。死亡。
Just like here, the Bible mentioned here, struck down but not destroyed.
所以我们看见，在保罗的经历当中
，So we see from Paul's experience.
一方面，我们看见他是神所重用在福音上面所重用的一个器皿。
On one hand, we see Paul was greatly used by God.
他经历了百般的艰难和危险。
He endured many hardships and persecutions and dangers.
因为我们看见仇敌撒旦千方百计的要除掉保罗。
Because we see enemy Satan, by all means try to get rid of Paul.
因为撒旦知道神要借着保罗要成就何等大的事。
Because Satan even knew that, God want to use Paul to accomplish great things.
所以撒旦就借着许多那不法之人的手啊，一次一次的把保罗打倒了。
So Satan, would use all the hands of the unlawful to strike down Paul.
可是，在保罗里面的宝贝却一次一次的叫他又站起来。
But the hidden treasure in Paul would cause Paul to rise up, over and over.
我们看到保罗在耶路撒冷最后呢，他罗马兵丁的手里。
We just mentioned that, in Rome, Paul fell in the hands of the soldiers of Rome.
那他就对罗马的官长说，他要上告于该撒。
And he said he need to appeal to Caesar.
所以我们看见，所以呢，那罗马的那个官长呢，就必须要按照他们的法律呢，把保罗呢，要把他护送到罗马去。
So according to Roman's law, they need to protect Paul on the journey to Caesar, to see the Caesar.
就是在保罗被押解到罗马的路上。
And on the way to Rome.
我们看见撒旦仍然不放过保罗。
And Satan would not let Paul go.
因为他们是坐船去的。
Because they took a boat.
就他们这艘船呢，要往罗马的路上呢，遇见了什么
？Storm.
遇见了狂风。
And on their journey to Rome, they ran into a storm.
哎呀，这个狂风是很大的。
It's a very severe storm.
见撒旦最后一次机会要把保罗给摧毁。
And then Satan would use this as the last opportunity to destroy Paul.
撒旦要拦阻保罗到凯撒面前来传神的福音，来为主做见证。
Satan tried to hinder Paul from going to Caesar.To testify for the Lord.
因为这个狂风大浪 的吹逼呢，他们保罗和他同船的人都已经失去了活命的指望。
Because of this exceedingly severe storm, and then the people on the ship would all were finally gave up and lost the hope.
然而保罗却没有被打倒。
But Paul was not struck down.
保罗站在那里对全船的人说。
And Paul stood there and told all the people in the ship.
保罗安慰他们
，And Paul comforted them.
告诉他们说，因我所属所侍奉的神昨夜对我说了。
He said, "For this stood by me this night an angel of God to whom I belong and whom I serve."
说保罗不要害怕，你站在凯撒面前。
And saying, do not be afraid, Paul. You must be brought before Caesar.
并且与你同船的人我都赐给了你。
And indeed, God has granted you all those who sail with you.
姐妹，我们看见这是保罗里面的宝贝。
Brother, sister, we see this a hidden treasure in Paul.
我们看见虽然撒旦竭力要来毁掉保罗。
We see by all means Satan was trying to destroy Paul.
但神却一次一次的来保守保罗。
But time after time, God protected Paul.
所以我们看见保罗从神得了安慰。
So we see Paul received consolation from God.
他知道自己必要到凯撒的面前。
He knew that he will surely be brought to see Caesar.
他也因着主的使者对他所说的话说全船的人都赐给了他
because of the what Lord promised him that Lord will grant Paul all those who sail with Paul
主要可以安慰那全船的人
and he can comfort all the in the ship
就你们都不会丧命
you will not lose your life
因为他保罗相信他相信怎么对他说事情就必怎么样成就
because Paul believed GodThat it will be just as it was told Paul.
可这里又发生一个插曲。
And there's another thing happened.
就当时呢，船上有一些的水手呢，他们是多年航海经验。
So there was a very experienced sailors in the ship.
所以根据他们的判断以后呢，他们觉得不行，不能留在这艘船上。
According to their judgment, the analysis, and they feel like they could not remain in the ship.
他们准备呢，要放下那个小船，就是救生艇啊，他们准备要自己逃跑了。
And they decided to let down the skiff into the sea and try to escape from the ship.
保罗知道了，就对罗马的百夫长和兵丁说。这些人若不等在船上，他们必不能得救。
After Paul knew about this, Paul said to the centurion and the soldiers, "Unless these men stay in the ship, you cannot be saved."
所以呢，兵丁呢就砍断了那些小船的绳子。
Then the soldiers cut away the ropes of the skiff.
就让这些小船就飘走了。
And let it fall off.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为他们必须要待在这艘船上，他们才能够得蒙拯救。
Because they can only be saved when they stay in the ship.
这里告诉我们一个属灵的功课。
Here it tells us the spiritual lesson.
弟兄姐妹，当神所允许的风浪临到我们的时候
，When God allows the storm come upon us，
很多时候我们的反应就和那些水手一样。
Most time our reaction response would be the same as
我们就根据我们过去的生活经验
，According to our past life experience，
我们就根据我们这个小脑袋的这个聪明智慧
，According to our intelligence and wisdom，
哎呀，我们就想出路了。
And then we will think a way out.
我们觉得说，哎呀，这祷告，这个单单靠主，好像这个救不了我。
So, if I feel like I cannot be saved just by praying.
我们就开始要想一些人的办法。
Then we can think of way of man.
就像这些水手想要借着这个小船呢逃生一样。
Just like those sailors try to escape, with the skiff.
有些时候。我们在婚姻夫妻的婚姻关系上也是有类似的情形。
Perhaps we'll have the same situation in our marital relationship.
刚开始夫妻两个人因着相爱呢，就上了一艘叫做爱之号的船。
Because of the first love, and husband and wife get on the love boat.
这很久以前有一个电视，好像这个电视那个剧是这个叫爱之船。
And many years ago, there was a TV episode. It's called The Love.
刚开始航行的时候呢，这个风平浪静，
and、
这个风景很优美。
And the beginning, the boat was sailing in a very peacefully, and the scenery was very beautiful.
就夫妻慢慢在一起生活久了。
And then as years goes by,
慢慢发现啊，哎，这个风好像起了一点风浪。
You can encounter some storms.
发现两个人那个生活习惯啊，差异很大。
You discover the difference of the personalities.
生活习惯也不同。
The habits.
然后呢，哎，这个风越来越大。
And then storm even severe.
开始有点争吵。
And then they start argument.
后来孩子生出来了。
And then after they have a children.
好像好了一会儿。
And then the relationship getting better for a while.
就因着这个孩子生到这个家里面呢，哇，这个风就越来越大。
Because of this the child born in this family, the storm become even severe.
这个浪也越来越大。
And then the wave become even higher.
我发现这艘爱之船呢，就驶入了一个狂风里头。
And this love boat sailed into a storm.
哎呀，到了一个地步，我们觉得得要弃船了。
And then to the point we want to give up the ship.
我们觉得这个爱之号已经快要被毁掉了。
We feel like this love boat may be destroyed.
这时候我们怎么办呢？
About to be destroyed. So then what we do?
仇敌就在我们心思里面，就来告诉我们一个谎言。
And then Satan would place a lie in our heart.
哎呀，这个爱之号快要毁了。
And this love boat is about to be destroyed.
但没关系，这边有救生艇。
But that's okay. There is a skiff.
这边有小船。
There's a small boat.
什么是这个小船？
What is a small boat?
就是离婚。
Divorce.
离婚了以后呢？哎呀，你就逃离了这个风。
And then after you divorce and you escape from the storm.
姐妹，对我们基督徒来说，我们要拒绝仇敌的谎言。
And then for us as Christians, we need to reject the lies of the Satan.
我们要像在这里兵丁所做的一样，要砍断那小船的绳子。
We need to do just like what soldier did here. We need to cut away the ropes of the skiff.
我们不要想说这里还有一个出路。
We cannot think that there's a way out.
弟兄姐妹，婚姻乃是神所配合的。
And marriage was created by God.
神所配合的人不能分开。
Was put together by God.
我们的婚姻乃是神在基督里面所为我们预备的。
And our marriage is prepared by God in Christ.
所以我们要看见说，虽然可能要经历一个狂风巨浪。
Even though we may encounter the storm.
然后我们必须要知道。
But we must know.
我们就是被打倒了，我们也不至于死亡。
Even though we're struck down, but we will not be destroyed.
只要我们保在神的爱里。
As long as we are kept in love,
只要我们在基督的里面，
as long as we are kept,
我们就要经历到我们里面的宝贝在我们身上，在我们的婚姻里头所要显出的能力。
Then we can experience the excellence of the power in our marriage.
只有等候在神的应许里。
And then we can, as long as we wait in God's promise.
只有我们保守在主的里面。
As long as we keep ourselves in Lord.
那里才有拯救。
Then there will be salvation.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见主如何保守了保罗。
We see how Lord kept Paul.
后来这艘船果真就毁坏了。
And then, unsurprisingly, the ship was destroyed.
然而全船的人却平安的到了一个荒岛上面。
And then all the people in the ship arrived and they landed on the island.
哎呀，我们想说这一下撒旦不能够再摧毁保罗了。
We feel like now, Paul should be safe from Satan's hand.
结果呢？那因为当时呢，天下雨又冷。
Because they're raining and then it was very cold.
然后他们就在那里生火。
And then they actually gathered a bundle of sticks and
laid
them on the fire with the people, with the local people.
结果刚刚从船难逃离的保罗呢，就拿了一个棍，一个木棍呢，要在那里生烧，把那个火再挑旺起来。
And Paul just gathered a bundle of stick and laid them on the fire.
结果呢，就有一条毒蛇啊，就跑出来，就咬住了保罗。
A viper came out because of the heat and the fastened.
这条毒蛇是很毒的毒蛇。
The viper was very poisonous.
为什么呢？
Because
当地的土人他知道。
Because this local people.
The native, yeah.
The native people.
这个土人呢，就想说啊，这个人啊，肯定一定是个保罗，一定是个凶手。
And they thought that the Paul must be a murderer.
他虽然他从海里面被救上来了
，even though he has escaped from
天理还是不容他活着。
The justice does not allow him to live.
就当他心里面在这样子来判断保罗的时候
，judge Paul like this.
那保罗就很轻松的就把毒蛇给甩掉了。
And Paul shook up the creature into the fire.
那土人呢？他还不相信。
And then those native people did not believe.
保罗，等一下，这个毒一发作的话，肯定是要死的。
So when the poison entered into Paul, Paul would surely die.
结果看了很久呢，哎，保罗还是平安无事。
And then they observed Paul for a little while, and then it looks like Paul was pretty safe.
突然间，这土人啊，心里面就转念了。
And then they changed their mind.
他说，他就对着保罗，他说，这个人呢、啊，乃是神，他是个神。
And then said Paul must be a god.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见在保罗里面有一个宝贝。
We see there's a treasure in Paul.
虽然神允许撒旦多次多方的来攻击，来逼迫扫罗保罗。
Even though God allows Satan to attack Paul in many times in many places.
然而我们看见从保罗身上所显出来那莫大的能力。
But we see the excellence of the power treasure manifested through Paul.
盼望早晨借着保罗所经历的也来提醒我们众人。
I hope that through what Paul experienced reminded us one more time.
因为我们与保罗同盟一个恩典。
Because we have received the same grace as Paul.
在你我的里面也有宝贝。
And in you and me, there is a treasure.
我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里。
We have this treasure in earthen vessels.
所以我们不丧胆。
So we will not lose our heart.
无论今天我们处在任何的艰难环境里。
No matter in what kind of environment, difficulties you are in.
我们不丧胆。
We will not lose our heart.
外体虽然毁坏。
Our outward man is perishing.
内心却一天新似一天。
Our inward man is being renewed day by day.
这个外体还不是指着我们这个物质的肉身。
The outward man doesn't speak of the physical body.
这外体乃是说到我们那堕落的魂。
It actually refers to the corrupted soul.
也就是我们的己。
It's ourselves.
神借着这一切的环境，要叫我们堕落的魂呢，那个瓦器呢，能够被毁坏。
Through all this environment, God will cause this corrupted soul, this vessel to be broken.
好叫在我们里面的宝贝。
So this inner treasure.
好叫我们里面这个新人。
This new man.
所能够被彰显出来。
Can be manifested.
基督的荣美能够透过我们身上能够被人看见。
And the glory and the beauty of Christ may be expressed through us.
兄姐妹，我们感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise God.
主耶稣基督的见证从我们身上显出来，这是神所做的，不是我们做的。
The manifestation of the testimony of Lord Jesus Christ is something that God has done. God is God's work. It's not something we can do.
这个见证乃是基督的生命从我们里面流露出来。
This testimony is the life naturally come out of us.
为此，神就允许，神就量了各样的环境在我们身上，在我们四周。
For this, God would measure to us all the things.
所以我们需要知道我们里面有宝。
So we must know there is a hidden treasure in us.
神已经将宝贝放在这个瓦器里。
God has already placed this treasure in the earthen vessels.
神要借着这一切的环境。
Through all this environment.
借着各样的艰难。
All the difficulties.
来叫我们这个瓦器被破碎。
So that this earthen vessel may be broken.
叫里面的宝贝被显明出来。
So the hidden treasure may be manifested.
这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我。
Excellence of the power may be of God, not of us.
弟兄们，如果今天早晨啊，我所交通的你都不记得了。
If you cannot remember all I just shared.
我在主面前祷告，还有一个愿望，就是盼望你知道。
I pray to God, I hope you can truly understand.
在你的里面。有这宝贝。
You may truly come to know that there is a treasure in you.
我们一起在这边祷告。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
We thank you and praise you.
主，像我们这样卑贱不堪的瓦器。
For us such a lowly and base vessel.
你还愿意将你的宝贝放在我们里面。
You're still willing to place your treasure in us.
主，我们实在知道你有一个荣耀的心意。
You have this glorious purpose.
就需要你要借着这个宝贝。显在我们身上。
So you will maybe manifested through this treasure.
你要来显明这莫大的能力是出于你，不是出于我。
So that the excellence of the power may be of God, not of us.
主啊，愿我们真是能够让你做成你的工作。
We pray here that may you accomplish your work.
主，好叫你的名从我们身上能够得着称颂。
So that your name may be praised from us.
好叫你的福音。不因着我们而受拦阻。
So your work of gospel ministry will not be hindered.
愿福音的大能显明在我们身上。
May the great power of gospel may be manifested in us.
主，我们感谢你。
We thank you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.